So I learned in the business of publishing, which is having all kinds of difficulty, there is a magazine called Absolute Return, which each year publishes a list of Wall Street's biggest winners. It's a very, very popular issue. In a magazine that's popular for at least among a certain constituency, Louise Story, New York Times Wall Street and Finance reporter, is here to tell us about it. First of all, Absolute Return magazine covers what part of the finance industry?
It's hedge funds. You know, this is kind of like the People magazine for hedge fund managers. And remember, hedge funds are those totally unregulated, private, below-the-radar investment funds. But they affect us all because they manage money for a lot of our pension funds and endowments, as well as for wealthy people. It's also really the hot shot corner of Wall Street because this is where you can typically make the very most money. And so this list that they put out every year of the hedge fund managers who made the most money is hotly watched. And so, for instance, the person who was number one for 2010.
This would be the Kim Kardashian of Absolute Return.
Exactly. Okay. Who's really raking in the money is John Paulson. Just for himself alone, he made $4.9 billion with a B dollars.
Now, if we look at the scale of all these top 25 hedge managers, the scale of wealth transfer here is really mind-boggling. Give us the numbers.
It's humongous. So, you know, between the 25 of them, they pulled in $22 billion. So that's, you know, almost a billion on average per person. And what's also really striking is when you look over the past decade, so 10 years ago, the top 25 hedge fund managers pulled in $5 billion. Now we've got the number one guy on the list pulling in $4.9 billion.
All by himself.
All by himself. And this is, you know, when we talk on the show about income inequality and the concentration of wealth at the top, these are some of the faces who are amassing it. So it's John Paulson. He's number one. You may remember him because in 2008, when the housing market was reeling, he had bet against mortgages. He'd bet against housing. And so back then, he made almost $4 billion for himself betting against housing. And then the year after that, in 2009, he made a ton of money because he bought up bank stocks and bet that banks would do better. And since the banks were bailed out, they did. And then last year in 2010, he bet on gold, that everyone would want to have their money in safe things in gold. And that's how he made his money last year. So that's John Paulson. And then you've also on this list got people like George Soros. You know, a lot of people know him because he's donated money to a lot of liberal causes. He's on the list. Carl Icahn, Eddie Lampert, you know, he runs Sears, Kmart. He did that big merger with Sears and Kmart. He was once kidnapped several years ago. So a colorful group of people.
And if you're reading this magazine as a fund manager, are you going, gosh, I wish I was rich as they are? Or if you actually have your money in some of these funds, do you get steamed and say, well, if they're getting paid so much, how come my return is not as big as theirs?
Well, that's what's so interesting is that the hedge fund industry as a whole didn't do that great in 2010. On average, hedge funds made 8%. And you know, the S&P made 12% last year. But yet, hedge funds, they've got this sweet deal where they get to take like 2 or 3% of every dollar they manage. Whether or not they make money, they get to just take 2 or 3% of it. And then they get to take usually 20% of profits. So if they make profits, so that's how they make all this money, are these hefty fees. And, you know, some investors do complain about why they get such a big cut.
Is this a bubble or just an unregulated industry?
You know, I've been hearing for years that these fees will be brought down, and they haven't been. And I think it's because so many people out there, pension funds and so on, are desperate for returns. So they chalk up the money and pay the fees.
So no regulation on the horizon, and the bubble don't seem to be bursting anytime soon. Louise Story, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wall Street and the finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Hedge fund, good business to get into.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.